Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
And as you've been hearing here on 1010 Winds, the federal indictment against Mayor Adams has been unsealed. He is facing some very serious corruption charges. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond is downtown at the U.S. Attorney's Office. She's been there for a while now, and she joins us live now to tell us more about the allegations. Marla?
Donna, Mayor Adams has been indicted on 5 federal charges of bribery, fraud, and soliciting illegal foreign campaign donations that prosecutors said began when he was Brooklyn Borough President and continued in 2021 after he became mayor. The indictment alleges Mayor Adams took over $100,000 in travel benefits, including free or heavily discounted flights on a Turkish airline and also stays in opulent hotels. When he flew to Turkey, prosecutors also allege Adams and his companions got the same upgrades on the same Turkish airline when he visited India, Ghana, France, and China. And he often got upgrades for the people he was traveling with. The hotel stays provided by a wealthy Turkish businesswoman who organized contributions to Eric Adams' 2021 campaign. In order to conceal these valuable flight, hotel, and other travel benefits, prosecutors say Adams did not disclose any of these trips did not fill out the disclosure forms that were legally required. He accepted money, they say, from so-called straw donors, hiding the sources. And for these gifts, the mayor, among many other favors that he provided for foreign nationals, pressured the FDNY to cut through red tape for the opening of a new Turkish consulate building that was not safe for occupancy, so it could be opened in time for a visit from the Turkish president. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Lower Manhattan.
All right, Marla Diamond, thank you for that explanation. Now, shortly after the indictment was unsealed this morning, Mayor Adams spoke outside Gracie Mansion, surrounded by some of his most loyal supporters. 1010 Winds reporter Carol Diorio was there as it happened. She joins us live now as well to tell us more, Carol.
And what I can tell you is that Mayor Adams came out of Gracie Mansion surrounded by a whole group of religious and civic leaders. They stood under a tent because it was raining at that point. So he was with people like Hazel Dukes, former head of the NAACP, and the Reverend Herbert Daughtry of Brooklyn. Altogether, there were more than a dozen of these people, and they expressed their support one after the other. They said that they believe he will be exonerated. For his part, the mayor reiterated that, one, he will continue to run the city. He said, I am the point person for business in this city. He reiterated that he is innocent. He said, I never violated campaign finance laws. He reiterated that he will not resign. Now, as the mayor and these religious leaders were speaking, a handful of people associated with Black Lives Matter tried to shout them down. It was the brother and sister co-founders of Black Lives Matter, and they continued to call the mayor a crook, and they insisted that the mayor and the people who were with him do not represent the Black people here in the city of New York. And so they all together, they were around about maybe 15 minutes, spoke to us, and then they all went back inside Gracie Mansion. Carol Diorio, 1010 Winds, live at 92.3 FM outside Gracie Mansion.
Now, Carol, as the details roll in, more and more city officials are calling for Mayor Adams to resign. Among them, Brooklyn City Councilmember Lincoln Ressler.
This is a distressing moment, and I empathize with every New Yorker who feels like their government isn't looking out for them. Their government isn't fighting for them. Their government isn't delivering for them. You know, we need Mayor Adams to do the responsible thing and resign from office today.
And 1010 Winds also spoke with City Controller Brad Lander, who's running for mayor himself. He has similar concerns about the mayor's ability to do his job while under indictment.
It's a lack of leadership that affects all the agencies. There's turmoil now in the schools because you got a turnover of the chancellor and a lot of questions being asked about procurement. You've got no health commissioner. It's rumored to be we're going to have no emergency management commissioner during hurricane season.
Now, we've also received a statement from council member Shakir Krishnan of Queens, who says in part, quote, City Hall is in free fall. New Yorkers deserve better than the chaos and corruption they're seeing in our city government. ending that statement with, quote, he must resign. For continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds here at 92.3 FM. And you can read the full indictment on our website, 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.